Donegal's on a crest of a wave at the moment in terms of our reputation, people talking about us. We're getting loads and loads of awards and recommendations and credits for what we have to offer. And a lot of that's down to the great effort that's been put in promoting County Donegal and the North West in general. Amongst those who've played their part is actor Michael McLaughlin. Good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm very good. Acting just one string to your bow, it has to be said. You're a very busy man. And you were involved in the Atlantic Roar, which came before a lot of the recognition that we've had of late. Tell us about the Atlantic Roar, Michael.
Okay, well, Atlantic Roar is a short film running about 6 minutes in length that was a concept that I came up with maybe in 2012, 2013, and then spent a kind of couple of years in development trying to pull the thing together. And we released it on St. Patrick's Day last year. It's a little short film highlighting Donegal and the little things you would miss about living in Donegal if you were part of the diaspora, maybe living in a different country or living away from home.
And you know what, Michael? Some of this stuff we can miss living in the country and living in the county.
Well, absolutely, and some people actually got in contact to say, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek, I guess, but, you know, that it actually made them homesick, even though they're still living here.
So, it's so true, though, because there's so much. There's so you can go from Ballyshannon, the oldest town in the country, right up to Malin Head, and right down the west coast. I mean, we have so much.
Yeah, so much, and it's, you know, such a big county, obviously. I mean, it can take you 2.5 hours to drive from, you know, Malin Head to the other side of the county if you wanted to take in, you know, a certain landmark. So, you know, it's an expansive county, and, you know, it has a wealth of different sites to visit. So we try to showcase some of those as the backdrop for this film that was, you know, expertly written by a local writer here, Danny O'Donnell, who just managed to capture the sort of mood and, you know, the essence of Donegal and of Ireland, particularly for people who are living away.
The great thing about film, too, and the great thing about online and how these things are spread, you know, you do a bit of promotion at the start, you get it out there, and you want to, you know, obviously you want to hit it big to start with, but it's out there then, isn't it? And then people start stumbling upon it sort of accidentally or organically, and we can reap benefits from something like this for weeks and months and years to come.
No, totally, and I think that's the world we live in. We live in this world of social media and online video sharing and online. And listen, there's a lot of ways to promote an area. I mean, we have a tourism, you have Port Fáilte, you have Inishowen Tourism, you have Donegal Tourism. They're doing their own thing, and they're utilizing, you know, certain aspects of that across social media, whether it's, you know, photography or whether it's videos or whether it's, you know, visits or so. Like, I think we obviously have a world-class product here in Donegal, and I think, you know, the more people that get to see that world-class product, the more, word-of-mouth marketing will happen. And word-of-mouth marketing is as important as anything else, but you need something that leads into that kind of marketing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, online video sharing, I think, is the best way to get our product, that product being Donegal, and showing out there.
Absolutely. Look, you know, people book things. This is why how people are treated here is so important. You know, people use TripAdvisor, you know, and all other means to sort of reaffirm the message that these videos puts out, if you know what I mean. Like that, and that is, as you say, word of mouth, but it doesn't have to be necessarily face-to-face word of mouth. People will lock down the internet and make judgments on that. We just have to get the product out there, and we know that the word of mouth will follow.
Yeah, totally, because we know it's a quality product. We know that what we have here is as good as anywhere else in the world. I mean, people come from you know, all over the globe, and what they see in Ireland, you know, resonates with them, and they, you know, they think it's as good as anything you can see, you know, anywhere else.
The script, Danny O'Donnell, you mentioned, wrote that. It's as important with these type of things and how we present them as the images, isn't it?
Without a doubt. Danny is... you know, he's a local author here who has managed to, he has a number of books, actually, and of poetry and short stories. And I think this was really his first time to sort of to delve into film as a medium. But it is absolutely as important. And really, for me, you know, I was just, as an actor in it and as a director, just a conduit that was, you know, the middleman and the two important things being, you know, Danny's words. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the very impressive backdrop of of Donegal in the background. So, yeah, I think the words are very important, because it was the words that resonated with people. It was the words of, you know, the little things that they would miss when they're you know, living in New York, or mm-hmm. living in Sydney, or living in Chicago, and things like, you know, walking through people's, you know, walking through front doors without mm-hmm. knocking, the little sort of food items that they would have missed, the family and friends that they would have missed, all of that sort of stuff resonates with people when they're away.
Speaking of the words, and I know it's over the phone line, and people can check out the video, you know, in HD quality, and we'll link that and tell people how, but you'll read a bit with us or recite a bit for us, will you?
If Michael? You like, yeah, for
please,
sure.
Yeah, take it away, yeah.
Well, like maybe a minute or something?
Superb, right? That'd be lovely, Michael, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll just take it from the start. You won't appreciate it until you've left. And the world might seem a smaller place with internet and Skype when you leave to follow the hype or hope or whatever draws you away. But if it's someone or something you love, it seems as wide and as vast as it's ever been. Home is a place made of people and from people, and it is people that make them unique. We are where we are born. We are where we are reared. We are our neighbors, our friends, our relations. We make our home unique and special, and everyone that leaves takes away a part of that place, takes away those peculiar little things that are the soul of our unique race. Individually, it mightn't seem like much, but add all of you together, and it seems imposing. It is that essence that is in all of us, a homing instinct, like a salmon that defies gravity and raging rivers to claw its way home. But some places draw you back that little bit more, that in a crowd far away, leaves you feeling all alone. If you ask Donegal people what it is that they would miss from here at home, they will, after not much thought, say their family or friends, neighbours or relations, before listing other more worldly things, like food and drink, how Guinness seems thicker, creamier, and butter too, and views and places appear prettier, dreamier, like a colour, some heavenly hue. The list crisscross soda bread, big breakfast of bacon, sausages and ham, the boys in green and gold bringing home their long-lost Sam, the no chat about Daniel Doherty loaves and flowery bats, and talk of there being little need for Google Maps and App Store apps. There you go.
That's absolutely lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's beautifully written. It's, yeah. It's poetic.
But it has to hit on point too. It can't just sound nice. It has to, you know, hit on what it is about Donegal, and I think that would resonate through a lot of different counties as well. But it has to have it, you know, you have to hit the points, and he's done really well there as a few.
Yeah, and I think it's cross. You know, it's people from a very young age. Mm. There are things that would resonate with them, and then people that maybe are, you know, older and stuff that they, when they look back at their lives, they see little things there they would miss if they were away as well. So that was, had a kind of a very much appealed to people from all ages.
Okay. Listen, Michael, you're, what are you working on at the moment?
A couple of different things going. We're working on another a follow-up to Atlantic Roar at the minute. It's kind of in pre-production that we're trying to pull together. Also have a short film that we're hoping to shoot in February in the Ulster American Folk Park. And a number of other films that were shot over the last couple of years, I'm hoping will be released this year. So there's a good bit of stuff happening on this side of things as well. And hopefully that, you know, they all actually take place. There's a lot of pre-production involved with these kind of things, Greg. Not all of them happen. You put a bit of work in, you see what you can do, you try to pull a team together, and, you know, hopefully, you know, a lot of them will actually become a thing and go into production. Some of them fall by the wayside, and you just have to walk away from those things as well. Like, but, you know, hopefully the quality will rise to the top.
Okay, superb. Thanks so much.
All the best, Greg. Thanks.
Superb. Take care of yourself. That was Michael McLaughlin there.